Well, hello there, and welcome to my Almost Midlife Crisis. I'm your host, Jennifer Mathis. This podcast is about trying to live your best life as we enter into middle age. Have you heard of the word choogy yet? Well, if you haven't, it's a new term that Gen Z made up to call out millennials when we're not on trend. So in today's episode, we're going to dive into the world of choogy. What is considered choogy, and why is Gen Z so obsessed with trends in the first place? So if you care about what a Gen Zer thinks, or if you don't and just want to laugh at how ridiculous it all is, then this one's for you. In episode 9, called Mind Your Business, Gen Z, we talked about how Gen Zers have come to the conclusion that skinny jeans and side parts are no longer acceptable. Sad. In episode 11, called Did You Raid My Closet, we discussed how Gen Z fashion trends eerily bring us back to like the 90s. So now Gen Z has coined a new term that's starting to pop up everywhere, and that's choogy. And I will say, it's kind of fun to say, like, it's choogy. Like, that's fun. So 10 points on that. But that's about as much credit as I'm going to give you. So choogy is used to describe someone who is untrendy or out of date or trying too hard. So basically, it's like their version of our word, basic, okay? So on the Today Show, which I feel like is choogy in itself, but on the Today Show, they listed out some things that were reported as choogy. So you use herbal essence, choogy. Hashtag girl boss energy, choogy, which we're going to come back to that one. You know I'm not going to let that one go. Cheesy hashtags or captions, choogy. Loving Disney as an adult, choogy. Jean jackets, choogy. We're also going to come back to that one. The Garden State soundtrack, random, choogy. Graphic tees, choogy. Decorative wooden signs for your home, like Live, Laugh, Love, choogy. Dunder Mifflin merchandise, choogy. Axe body spray, choogy. And being a fan of the show Friends, choogy. Now, I have to admit, the being a massive Disney fan when you're an adult, I don't find that choogy or off trend. Was it ever in trend? Like, you can't, if something was never on trend, it can't be off trend. Being a Disney fan as an adult is not only not on trend, but I'm going to say it's borderline inappropriate. I mean, we all grew up with Disney, and I loved Disney. I had all the movies, okay? I played Disney music on the piano. I had like these little glass, like porcelain Disney figurines I collected. Well, really my mom collected, but you know, I had them. And when The Lion King came out in the live action, you better believe I saw it at the movie theaters. We also watched the Jungle Book live action. And I took my niece and nephew to Disney on Ice happily. I fully enjoyed it just as much as they did. But it's not just that, right? It's like those adults where they're like really into it, like a little too into it. Like it seems off to me. Like the adults that like go to Disney World by themselves. Like no kids around and just like love it. I don't know. It feels like there's this deeper thing going on there. Like maybe they felt like they were robbed of their childhood or their adulthood has been problematic. So they're like desperately clinging to the past for like comfort. I kind of equate it to like, if you are an adult and you still have your childhood blankie in your home, then you probably also go to Disney World by yourself. And maybe you even had your wedding there. I feel like those things go together. Some of these, I think, honestly, they're just too young to understand. Like, it's just showing their age. Like, they don't get why The Office is a hilarious TV show because they never worked in an office. They haven't yet, right? I mean, they're almost 24, so maybe they're just starting. But they don't get it. So the humor goes, like, right over their head. The Garden State soundtrack seems oddly specific to me. But also, first of all, don't you just miss a good soundtrack? Like, I feel like that's not really like a thing anymore. Like, we don't put, I mean, there's always like a song here or there. Like, there was like a couple really good songs in the, what was that? Now I'm like Black Panther. Like, there was some awesome songs that came out of Black Panther. Okay. But I remember when you saw a movie and then you would go see the movie in the theater and then you would immediately go to Tower Records or Best Buy and you would buy the soundtrack and then you would put it on and you would relive the movie. I mean, I think my favorite soundtracks that I could remember were definitely Romeo and Juliet with Claire Danes and Leo. I mean, I listened to that thing. I knew every single word to every single song on both, because there was it was actually a double disc soundtrack. Okay. And I had both. And in fact, my friend came over, I want to say it was like last year, maybe it was the winter. I don't know. Time's just passing at this point. But she came over and that came up and we both started listening to it. And I will say now, listening to it as a grown adult, probably what, like 20 years later, some of that music is just shit. It really is. Some of it is just like not good. But still just like brought me right back to like my teenage self pretending I was in Romeo and Juliet. Like that, it just really brought me back. And I still love it. Also, the Wicker Park soundtrack with Josh Arnett, which, where did he go? Where are you, Josh Arnett? You were everywhere. And then you just like left us and disappeared. And I like, I'm worried about you. Like, where are you? Are you even, are you alive? Like, I mean, I hate to say that, but like literally he disappeared off the face of the earth. And we missed you. And we hope to see you again. And Lion King. Lion King has a great soundtrack. But I'm on TikTok a lot. And I hear new music coming out. I'm not going to lie. Like, let's not talk about soundtracks. And you think we shouldn't listen to certain soundtracks. You don't have the lock on good music, Gen Z. Okay? I don't know if I want to get my musical advice from a Gen Zer. Because half the songs I hear on TikTok are, like, cute for the 15 seconds of a video. But if you listen to the whole song, you're like, this is horrible. So I'm like, this is the music you like? I don't know. I feel like I shouldn't be getting my advice from you. If anything, we should be getting all of our musical advice from like people that were alive when like the Beatles were big, right? I mean, that's solid music. That still holds true. I do have an issue. So like I said, we're going to come back to it because you knew I wasn't going to let Girl Boss go without talking about it. Okay. So let me get this straight, Gen Z. You find girl boss energy being choogy. So you find women empowering each other and fighting against the misogynist culture where women leaders are considered aggressive if they're direct, where a man is considered strong. That's lame to you. You find that lame. Let me tell you, it is not lame. You're just lucky enough that you haven't experienced misogyny in the workplace yet. You haven't experienced being talked over in a meeting when you are the leader in the room, or having a male client prefer to only work with the men on the team and not you purely because you're a female and they just assume you don't know better, or being held to a different standard than your male counterparts. And congratulations on that. Good for you. Honestly, I hope you never do, but unfortunately, you probably will at some point. And then maybe you can appreciate just a simple hashtag that women can use to signify their struggle with the patriarchy. Also, I must say, you're fucking welcome. You're welcome. And you can say thank you to all of the women that helped make strides so that you could benefit from them in the workforce. Maybe you won't have to experience what we did or what our parents did, because it was even worse then. And that's because women have forced these conversations both in the workplace and in public and online. So it's not choogy, it's brave. It's not a trend, it's a movement. And God help us if Gen Z doesn't wake the fuck up as they get older and they enter into the real world to realize how important this movement is. Like, we need you to realize that, because you need to continue it. We're going to do everything we can to get it in as good of a place as we can before we retire. But then it's on your shoulders to continue. Also, jean jackets. Jean jackets are not on or off trend. I mean, they're a wardrobe staple. Jean jackets have been around since 1880. That's crazy. Like, when something has been around that long, I think it's safe to say it's no longer a trend. That's like saying jeans overall, like all denim is choogy, which jeans are never going to go away. We could talk about skinny jeans, these jeans, blah, blah, doesn't matter. But jeans themselves will never go out of style. Or like a little black dress. Everyone needs a little black dress in their wardrobe, or a trench coat, or a leather jacket, right? The problem is that Gen Z actually isn't old enough to even have developed their style. I mean, let's face it, we're talking about 6 to 24-year-olds, okay? They can't have staples in their closet. I mean, their bodies are literally still growing. It's not like you're going to buy a piece of clothing at 22 years old and then have that for the rest of your life. You're probably not even going to have it in 5 years. They just haven't gotten there yet. So they're still living in this like follow the trends way of thinking, and they will understand once they actually start having wardrobe staples. Okay, so we'll just give them some time on that. So on TikTok, as you can imagine, there is a ton of content about Chugi. I mean, pretty much just type in the hashtag Chugi and you can scroll for hours. And at some point you're like, should I just like walk around naked and live in a house with nothing in it so that I'm not Chugi? Like, is it possible to not be Chugi? Because you haven't really left anything out. I mean, at some point it might just be quicker and a more efficient conversation to just talk about what's not Chugi. But let's do a quick fire round of just some of, trust me, a small sample of some of the things labeled Chugi and my response to it. Okay, so let's go. So almond milk. Oh, right. Almond milk, because Gen Zers still have the metabolism of a child and lactose doesn't make your stomach feel like it's going to explode. Congratulations. Tom's shoes. So you're against super comfortable shoes that also provide shoes for those in need when you purchase them. Nice. Way to be selfish. Uggs. No one ever said Uggs were cute, okay? No one in the world has ever been like, oh my God, Uggs are adorable. They're not. But I'll tell you what, the second fall rolls around and it becomes appropriate for me to walk outside my house in pretty much the equivalent of slippers, I'm all in on that, okay? Gray painted walls. I would like to know, compared to what? What would you say that we should paint our walls? Should we just do like hot pink? Is that it? Or black? Let's just paint our walls black in our house. I mean, what would you like us to paint it? And I'm sorry, but maybe when you actually move out of mommy and daddy's house or out of your dorm, you can go buy your own house and then you can talk to me about gray painted walls. Scrunchies, especially when worn on the wrist as a bracelet. It's not a bracelet, first of all. It's on the wrist because it's easy access for when you need it. But secondly, who the fuck's wearing scrunchies? I mean, we used to wear scrunchies like as kids, but I don't see scrunchies around with like grown-ass women. Have you ever seen Sex and the City? No respectable woman wears a scrunchie. There was an entire episode about this, and us as millennials remember that episode very clearly when she told Berger, because he wrote in his book that this New Yorker had a scrunchie, and she was, Sarah Jessica Parker was like, women, no New York woman would be caught dead in a scrunchie. Well, that's still true. Like, we all live by that rule. So I don't know who these scrunchie people are. Maybe it's your friends doing this, so you can leave us out of this conversation. A-line dresses. Yeah. Yeah. You heard me. An entire cut of dress, apparently. And also only one of the most flattering shapes of a dress pretty much ever made. So shut the fuck up, okay? Because you haven't even grown hips yet. And so you don't understand the benefit of an A-line dress, but you will one day. Trust me, you will. And then there's already Chugi styles that are on their way back, which like, didn't Chugi just, like, this is a new word. How is it already null and void for certain trends? Like, it's insane. Shit goes too fast, I'm telling you. But so here's some Chugi trends that are on their way back already. Yeah, that was just me slapping my leg. I don't know if you could hear that. Okay. So the brand Coach, according to Gen Z, the new styles are awesome, which is probably not the word that they would use. That's a very millennial word. But as a former Coach fanatic, I would like to say I also walk by Coach pretty much most days. So I see where they're going with this. And I would like to say that they're wrong, okay? The new design direction is hideous. And you are not going to catch me buying Coach anytime soon. Also, thanks Coach, because you've ruined Kate Spade for me. Once she passed, RIP Kate Spade, they took over and it's just going downhill. I'm sorry. So no, disagree. Also, Lily Pulitzer. You know that like ugly ass, like bright floral shit you could buy at Target? Well, apparently, quote unquote, current Lily is Chugi, but I almost like I'm going to like throw up in my mouth when I say this, but vintage Lily. Yeah. Apparently Gen Zers think there's such a thing of vintage. I don't think they understand what the word vintage means, because they don't consider jean jackets vintage, but we think there's a Lily Pulitzer that's considered vintage. I don't know. But anyway, apparently that's now cool. Which, side note, have you been to Target lately? I don't go a lot. There's not a lot in the city, and the one by us kind of sucks. But go to Target. And when you enter the women's clothing section, you're going to feel like you walked onto the set of Little House on the Prairie. I'm not even kidding. Go see for yourself. Is this what Gen Z is telling us we're left with? Like if you don't want to be chuggy, you have to look like you're on Little House on the Prairie? Like, no, thank you. Okay, you find denim jackets offensive, but not Little House on the Prairie? I mean, shit makes no sense over here. That's why no one takes you seriously, because you don't make any sense. I will say, after all of that, I saw this clap back on TikTok that made me laugh out loud. Someone responded, "I'm not going to take advice from a generation that ate Tide Pods." And this cracks me up, because, I mean, it's true. Like, Gen Z is the generation that was eating Tide Pods, and all those news stories came out. And I lived through that from a marketing perspective, which was not funny, but like I can laugh at it now looking back. And Gen Z is the reason that you now have an annoying twist top on your Pods container, because they apparently couldn't tell the difference between laundry detergent and candy. Ooh, bright colors. Like, I mean, no wonder why they're drawn to Lily Pulitzer. So this is all fun and games. And at the end of the day, honestly, like none of it really matters, right? Like who gives a shit if they don't want me to wear Uggs? But it can get annoying that Gen Z has this very public forum to make fun of us in a way that we never had. I mean, all generations think the generation older than them isn't cool, obviously. Like there's not a single teenager that's like, my parents are so cool. Like we all go through that phase, fine. But they're the first generation that has an entire social media platform and more. They have multiple platforms to publicly shame others. And they're publicly shaming a generation that has been shamed by the media during our formative years. Like, we've already been shamed. Leave us alone. We grew up in an unrealistic beauty standard that we tried to live up to, and then we felt insecure when we inevitably couldn't. I mean, I didn't even buy shorts until I was just talking about this yesterday with a friend of mine. I was too insecure, and I've never been bigger. I've always been, you know, average. I've always been just average. I was too insecure to even buy shorts or a like mini skirt, because mini skirts were like big when I was in college, until Beyonce's Crazy in Love video came out, where like she looked freaking amazing. And I felt like, okay, people find that she's attractive, and I feel like she has like a comparable body type to me, so I can also get away with wearing that. That's what it took. That happened when I was 21 years old. I was insecure to wear shorts until I was 21 years old, people. Like that's what millennials had to deal with. And now we have these like freaking people, like these young kids that now shame us publicly. We lived through Kate Moss and Pamela Anderson as beautiful, and we survived, okay? And now, yeah, we use hashtags like girl boss to support each other in our journey. And after all that, we have to now listen to these little shits publicly tell us that we're lame? That's the problem that I have with it, actually. You know, each video you see usually starts with like, don't get mad at me, it's just for fun. But at the end of the day, like you're taking to social media to shame other women. Because let's be clear, like the items that they're talking about, they're not male oriented items. Almost everything labeled as chuggy is geared towards women. And that makes me sad, because these young women are being taught it's funny to publicly shame other women. You know, we as millennials, we know the harm that this can cause. And so while you can say, who cares, they're just stupid kids, I say, I don't care that they're young. They're old enough to learn. And they also cannot handle the blowback that's coming to them. Okay. So there's a couple lessons that can be learned here. Don't tear down other women, and because that's not a good look. And also, if you're going to shame someone else, get ready for what's coming your way and be able to handle it. I mean, you know, overall, Gen Z has a lot of opinions about us. I mean, what we should wear. Their obsession with trends is not something I can relate to. I mean, when I was growing up, there were things that were cool, of course, right? But I honestly don't remember being like thinking it was such an important part of my life. I mean, maybe that's just a result of growing up with social media, which I am, holy cow, I am so thankful I didn't. I don't know what would have been worse, sharing things that I'm going to regret later or probably just the nasty bullying online that these kids go through. I truly couldn't be happier that I missed that technological advance and it didn't hit until after college. Thank God on that. Well, Gen Z is more technologically advanced than we were at that age, and they are more comfortable with sharing their thoughts on social media. I have to say, I look forward to the day where they take that energy and put it into something good or of value. Instead of ripping on millennials for wearing Uggs or painting our walls gray, maybe use that voice to make a positive change. I do have hope, though. I mean, I was an asshole at that age. So I get it. I didn't know shit, but I definitely thought that I did. And that's fine. That's life. Every year, as I get older, the more I realize how little I actually know. So instead of getting annoyed at Gen Z, we just need to see it for what it is. They're really just kids. I know they don't want to admit it, but they are. They have a lifetime to learn and grow, and we have a front row seat to that movie. Sometimes it's going to be a drama. Sometimes it's going to be a comedy. Here's hoping it's just not going to be a horror movie. Until next time.